T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There seemed to be an increase in illegal guns coming into the region. And how tough is it to stop getting these illegal guns from coming to the streets?
Well, it's certainly something that we've been working very hard on, Tom, because I agree with you that there has been an influx of guns. But, I mean, the bottom line is there are many, many illegal guns out there. And my office has worked to take those illegal guns as best we can off the streets. And primarily, one of the things that we've done is increase our federal gun prosecutions by over 50% this year from previous years. In fact, we've prosecuted more guns this year amidst COVID and everything else than we have in over a decade. And, you know, charging those individuals with federal gun crimes, I think, has had a strong effect. I think as, you know, we've seen in some of the state court system, there's been with bail reform and other changes, it's been very difficult for our district attorneys to keep some of these individuals off the streets. And so we've stepped into that breach and helped to use the full force and authority of the federal government to bring charges against these people by partnering with our partners in law enforcement.
From what you've heard from your law enforcement partners, how challenging is it for them to get these illegal guns off the streets and keep them from coming into Western New York?
Well, it's certainly a challenge. I think that many of them, you know, come from states that have less restrictive gun laws, states such as Ohio, Georgia, places like that. And we've had numerous investigations that involve incidents, you know, people traveling across state lines using straw purchasers to obtain these guns and then bringing them into our community where they end up as primarily the guns that are being used to commit many of the crimes that we see. We've prosecuted a number of cases involving thefts and burglaries from an FFL. In fact, I'm in Rochester today, and just today we are just in the past few days we announced convictions in a case involving a burglary of an FFL during which 86 guns were stolen. So those guns are the guns that end up out in the streets and used for violent crimes such as the arrests were made in today in up in Lockport.
Has there been an uptick in violent crime as of late in Western New York?
There certainly has. And I think, you know, we've heard various numbers. I can tell you that a few weeks ago, we stood with the district attorney up in Niagara County, along with Niagara County Sheriff Mike Falsetti, the Lockport Police Chief Steve Abbott, and others to announce the formation of a violent crime task force up there. And that task force, at that time, in early October, there had been a 300% increase in homicides in Niagara Falls, most of them involving shootings. But across the region, across the state, and really across the country, especially in some of the poor urban areas, there have been a huge uptick in the number of shootings.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.